Researchers from Columbia University's Justice Lab in New York City came to Milwaukee Wednesday to present their findings on a recent case study with hopes that it will provide a roadmap of what works in juvenile justice reform. WUWM's Angelina Mosier-Salazar has the story.
For the past year, a team of Columbia University researchers has been taking a look at a landmark juvenile justice initiative in New York City called Close to Home. They presented their findings to law enforcement, youth justice advocacy groups, and others in Milwaukee yesterday. The Close to Home initiative began in 2012 as a five-year pilot program that allows juvenile offenders to stay in small group homes closer to their communities, rather than in locked facilities in upstate New York. Researchers found that in many ways, Close to Home was a success. Here's Vincent Schiraldi, the senior researcher.
We used to send 3,800 kids to the state system. Now we send none. 4 out of 5 kids are going back home to their parents. A lot of times that doesn't happen when kids come out of institutions. And then 9 out of 10 of them were transitioning to some community-based program so that there was a handoff in terms of support, and crime went down. Yay.
However, the researchers also stated that there are areas in which the close-to-home approach didn't remedy persistent problems that plague the system, such as racism and recidivism.
Racial disparities did not move. 90% of the kids going to non-secure were youth of color. 100% of the kids going to limited secure programs were youth of color. The one thing I think we didn't do as well as we could is we didn't figure out a way to measure recidivism. Because the kids kind of age out of the juvenile system pretty much right around when they're coming into these programs. And so this juvenile and adult systems don't talk to each other very well. So we don't really have good recidivism data.
Despite the shortcomings, researchers say they're confident that there are valuable takeaways from the Close to Home initiative.
Don't overcomplicate this. We do this all the time. Use the My Kid test. If my kid did this thing, where do I want them to go? And I would urge you to design your system kind of based on that.
The researchers' visit to Wisconsin comes as the state is trying to figure out how to close the 2 juvenile prisons in northern Wisconsin.
For the entire history of Wisconsin's juvenile justice system, like much of the rest of the country, you are over-reliant on big, distant, harmful institutions like Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake. You've now decided we're done with that model. And now we want to create a new model. And this is a
researchers hope that by sharing New York City's story, they can offer a roadmap for states like Wisconsin looking to realign their juvenile justice systems. The plans for closing Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are unclear. Governor Tony Evers reportedly wants to put on hold plans to close the facilities. He's expected to give more details in the biennial state budget that he'll introduce tonight. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.